to another episode of Quarantine. We're trying out a new intro, so I hope you liked that.
Yeah, let us know what you think about the song, you know, something new, something fun.
Yeah, trying to change it up a little bit, you know. We've had some rocky intros, so we want to make it clean. So yeah, it's Josie and
Mac.
And we're back. Today is Thursday the
19th.
It's hard to keep track of the days when I'm not in school because I'm so used to having to write the dates really often, and I don't have to do that now, so it's weird. You tend to lose track of what day it is when you're on technical vacation.
Yeah, true. Even when you're still doing schoolwork, it's hard to know what day it is.
Yeah, so. That's true. Mm-hmm. When you're not on like a very strict schedule, it's hard to. And I'll see what the schedule is going to be next week. I think that'll be a whole new. I guess if you have to look at the bright side of going back to school online, is that it's going to be a whole new thing of content to talk about what that's like, high school compared to college and all that. So, Newport update, everything's basically the same.
Yeah, you know, we're hearing rumblings of cases here and there. We don't want to spread any rumors, though, so we aren't going to say anything too.
Yeah.
Too telling.
I think there's definitely case on the island.
There's a confirmed case in Middletown, for sure.
But, and there could be more because of that, but who knows, you know.
Exactly. Oh, there's also a confirmed case in URI.
Oh, dear.
Some URI friends of mine told me that. And I believe that URI is officially gone online for the rest of the semester. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yep. So, that's pretty crazy.
I'm honestly thinking.
You might be losing your bet you made with Annie.
Yeah, I'm honestly thinking schools are going to be to follow for us, everyone.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. We're thinking, I mean, I personally have the feeling that we're going to be going to a mandatory lockdown similar to what New York did. That hasn't happened yet, but I just feel like it's my own feeling. It's a matter of time until that happens.
Yeah, and honestly, I think it should be. And I think that everybody, I mean, apart from, like, getting groceries, everybody should be trying to do that as much as possible.
I agree, but I'm not sure if people will until they're, like, told, listen,
you have to. Yeah, until they're told to. So.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on in Newport.
Yeah, nothing really new. So, we wanted to say thank you to the people who have been shouting us out on their Instagram stories.
Oh, yeah. We did get an Instagram.
Yeah, we got an Instagram.
It's Corin_teen. So similar to like the actual podcast name, except an underscore instead of a dash.
And yeah, a lot of people have been putting us on their stories, and I've been getting a lot of good feedback, so that means a lot. We actually have some DMs too, so we might address those.
Yeah, so I put on our story some suggestions that you want us to do in the episode. And we got some responses, so I'm just going to, we're going to read them, Josie. She doesn't even know most of them.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it.
Okay, let's do it.
The first one, I read this, and I didn't really get it. Maybe you do. Annie Lees said, let's bring back slime.
Oh, like you know how people, like, used to do, like, slime videos? Like,
no.
Make slime? Like, you make slime.
No.
Like, you take ingredients and make slime.
That
like
must people, have been...
People used to have slime, like, Instagrams.
I must just be a couple years too old for that.
Yeah. It was kind of a recent thing, but I don't know how we would do that on a podcast, and,
But, Annie, we will look into it, all right? Yeah,
we'll look into I can't picture Mac making slime, but, you know, who knows?
Don't count
We
me
have
out.
Lots of time on our hands, so.
And then David Doherty, this is a good question. Nothing to do with coronavirus, but it's good discussion.
Yeah, okay.
Would you rather fight off one horse-sized duck or 15 duck-sized horses?
One horse-sized duck or 15 duck-sized horses?
A duck's, what's that, like 2 feet tall?
Yeah, definitely the duck horses. The 15 horse ducks.
I think you just step on them.
You
just kind of kick them. And, yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably the
you just
best
step on
bet.
Them.
Maybe I'll put a poll on our Instagram story to see what people think about that. That's a good question, David.
And guys, this is what we mean. They can be random questions.
Yeah,
we'll answer them all.
I might change my answer 5 times after this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to think about that when I go to bed tonight.
And then this is a good one from Johnny. The best way to get online classwork done with no libraries open.
Okay, this is one we can dig into. So I think I think the number one important thing about on not procrastinating and really focusing online is finding a space to do it. You need a quiet space.
Yep.
So that's hard for some people I know, but like just having a desk in your room or like in your garage, even anywhere you know is going to be quiet and not interrupted, because you might think because you're home, like, oh, I'll just do it at the kitchen table, but that just sets like a different kind of feel to it. So I feel like it's important to, like, you brought a table.
Yeah,
in,
so
right?
I knew I wasn't going to be able to do it on my kitchen table because there's just too many distractions, even with no one really home, So I found a table in my garage, and my sisters are both in quarantine right now, so their room's open. So I just put the table in there, brought a chair up, and that's been my library. I just go there and get work done. It's quiet, it's peaceful, and I just get work. So the most important thing is you know how you study.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what needs to be done. So just, I think for most people, it's finding a quiet place wherever that is in your in your house.
And I think also, another thing, I think it's really about the mindset. So, like, even, I think it's a fun thing to do, like, wearing PJs and stuff. But I think even almost, like, getting into, like, clothes, like, is almost another, like, refresher.
Like,
okay, now it's time to work. Yeah, exactly.
I'm in my clothes.
Yeah.
And freaking get your phone out of there. If you're sitting down to do
that's
work.
That's the biggest distraction. You're not going to be able to do work with your phone. And if it it's something where you're like, I need goals, and you can be like, I'm working for an hour, set that hour timer, or I'm working for 2 hours, set that 2 hour timer, and then after I get a 10 minute like step outside break. If that's something you need to do, like, there's so many different like methods you can do that if you're not someone who can just like do the work on its own, there's lots of different ways to do things.
That... Yeah, exactly. So just get in the mindset and just get ready to grind.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough, but I think teachers are going to be forgiving for the most part, so you just got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
If you have any tips, send them in. We'll mention
them. Just don't put it off to the last minute. That's the biggest thing.
Yes, exactly.
Because that'll add stress, and you don't need more stress, especially during these times.
Kit Hobart wants to know ways to get to mentally get over being isolated. That's a difficult one.
It's a the mental approach is,
I would say keep yourself busy, and we have all this technology to be able to stay in touch with people, FaceTime your friends.
Yeah. I think, not being on your phone. I think when I go on, like, am I like, I'm just going to spend time on my phone all day. That is what kind of drives me off the wall. But like, exercising, being outside really, releases like the endorphins that are really good for, like, honestly, like, meditation is a super good one. Like, take those deep breaths.
Yeah.
Journaling. I love some good journaling.
Just try to stay active and
try to look at 1 to 2 good bright things each day.
Mm-hmm. And just stay in touch with friends. Even if you can't hang out with them, still stay in touch with them.
Yeah, you can have lots of good conversations over FaceTime too. So
Catherine Colley wants to know, like, staying active, how do you stay active? And there are so many ways to, you can YouTube 15-minute workout.
Yeah, today, so, actually, we have this, well, I want to see if we even, I'm actually not going to do that because then I have to go on my phone. But Jane sent me, literally, if you look it up, if you're like, subscriptions you can get, there's so many free subscriptions right now, like, all the workout apps are doing, like, the whole workout community is, like, coming together to, like...
She send you, like, a link or something?
Yeah, a link.
Okay, yeah, so we'll post that link
on
Instagram.
It's, like, 20 different workout things that are all coming. And so today, I didn't do the Mend one today, but I'm going to do it tomorrow. I really recommend that if you're into, like, a sculpt thing, especially since it doesn't require, like, weights or anything like that, just a mat. And even without a mat, you could do it. For those, I don't know if you've heard of, there's a trainer in New York named Tracy Anderson, and my older sister has always wanted to try out her workouts, and she did a 14-day, like, free trial, so we did that workout today, like, we put it up on the TV, and me and my two sisters did that, and it was really cool to try, like, a different workout, and then right after that, I literally just plugged in, I wanted a 10-minute ab workout, 10-minute ab workout. So many things came up on YouTube. Like, there are so many things on the internet. So many different options.
Yeah, there are apps that I'm actually doing with Josie's dad. She has an app. I forget what it's called. But it's just a workout every day. And it's just a regimen. So, like, you just follow that workout. It's about 30, 45 minutes every day. So there are tons of ways to stay active.
In fact, I think both of us are being more active than we were before.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I never worked out.
And now it's like...
now I've worked out 3 days in a row.
It's like I'm sitting there and I'm like, what do I do? Like yesterday I went on like... I went rollerblading. I did a workout. I did mend. Like, I did so many different things because I'm like, what else is there to do? So I think that's definitely a good one.
It is going
to
be harder for people if they do enact the total lockdown.
Yeah.
Because you can't really go on the street or anything. But you can still do workouts in your house.
In your house. I've seen people post things literally in their tiny little apartments, and they have enough room to set up a little workout. You can do it.
So good question, Catherine. That got us talking. But there's tons of ways. So the last one is, Rachel Claire said, interview my sister-in-law having a baby that no one can meet. Her sister-in-law, had a baby Monday, I think.
Yeah. In Newport Hospital. We're going to look into doing that. I'm actually going to try to contact
you. Yeah. We do want to do that, Rachel, but I have to talk to you or Luke and get the contact
Luke said that too. Once we get the contact information, I think it'd be super cool to hear about like what it was like having the baby, like, in the hospital.
So
like,
what I think the situation is, the baby literally can't meet anyone besides the parents.
Yeah.
I may be wrong on that. Don't quote me. But I think it's something like that, where even Rachel, who's the baby's aunt, can't.
Yeah. So I think that'd be, great. I'd love to talk to them.
So we do want to do that. So
we will reach out.
Yes. All right. So that's our internet questions. Hopefully we get some more of those tomorrow. And
probably time for the interviews.
Yeah. So...
First interview.
We're going to try to call my brother Liam, who is a real estate agent. And my dad's a real estate agent too, so he might be better to call. But we're going to call my brother just to see how this is impacting him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe next time. We can always call your dad another time too.
Oh, Liam does not have an iPhone, so we cannot call
him. Okay, maybe we will call your dad then.
He doesn't have an iPhone either.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Okay.
Next person.
Change of plans.
Luckily, we got lots of things hooked up here, so... Don't you worry.
So, we're calling off Josie's computer and recording on her phone. So, that is why Liam not having an iPhone makes it so...
But next time, we'll bring up someone else's phone. Yeah. Max's phone's broken. So, next time, we'll bring up someone else's.
We're going to get Liam on the pod.
Liam will be here, eventually.
So, now we're going to call my sister, who's in quarantine.
So, I called Jane in the first episode, and she is quarantined with Mary and Annie. And so, I just want to check back in on, like, I think I called her on day one or two, and now it's day seven.
Yeah, it was the first day we did this, we called her. So.
Yeah. So, now we're on day seven, so I think things will have changed a little bit, and this will be a different person. And if Mary doesn't pick up, there's two other people in there that we can call, so I'm not too worried. Unless they're all out on a walk.
It's not the end of the world. And if we don't get an interview in today... Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, I have five different people standing downstairs, too, so.
Oh.
Yay!
Hello?
Are you on a walk?
Josie and Mac are FaceTiming me.
Yeah, you're on our pod.
We're in the middle of a really good rom-com.
Oh, what rom-com?
What's this called? Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah, gosh, that's a good one. Well,
We need to talk to you. Duty calls.
Okay. Oh, my God. No, you can keep going. I'm sure I can guess the ending.
Isn't this exciting?
It's a pretty basic rom-com, I'm not going to lie. I've seen it. Good movie.
I've never seen it. I'm a big fan. Bradley Cooper's gay in it. It's crazy.
Okay.
Oh, is this live?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's handsome in it, too, though.
He's so hot.
So how's quarantine life going?
It's pretty good.
Actually, you know? Start with your story of how you got in quarantine.
Oh, well, I'm on spring break right now, and my first 4 days of spring break, I went to Jamaica with a group of my friends, and then I came back, and I was supposed to go to Spain to visit my sister, and I was super excited about that, because, you know, I don't really travel that much, and I was like, wow, I'm about to have a great time, but then, you know, this whole coronavirus thing happened. And she got sent home. We were all really nervous, so obviously we canceled that trip. So I was home for, like, probably 3 days. And then, you know, some of our friends who are doctors were like, yeah, like, you should probably go in quarantine. And then Gina Raimondo was like, if you've been out of the country, you need to go in quarantine. So I walked up the hill and went to the quarantine house, and I joined the Corn Queens.
The Corn Queens.
Yes.
Yeah, So that was kind of a shift for you.
So this is day seven?
Day seven. I've made it a week.
Is it day seven?
One more. Yeah, for you? Today's day seven. Yeah.
No way.
Maybe it's for Jane. So maybe it's day six for me.
Yeah, because I came home on Friday.
Same difference.
I have no idea. All
right, sorry.
Six or seven.
I'm celebrating 1 week today. Don't ruin my thunder.
Okay. They all just jumble together.
So what other questions are there? So, like, what have you been doing? What'd you do today, for example?
Well, today was rainy, so it wasn't as, you know, adventurous as our other ones have been. We've been trying to do a workout every day. Me a little less than the other two in the house, but because a lot of workout places have been being accommodating for the situation, and they've been doing one like virtual.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Like you shouted out Mend, but Jane and I did one today. I think they were like in Miami. It was super fun. It was basically just like a dance party. But
yeah, Jane said that one was fun. I actually meant to do that one.
It was a great time, and I think they're doing that all week also, so that was just super fun. But what else did I do?
It was on the website that Jane sent me, so mm-hmm. We'll put that on her.
Yeah. We've been rollerblading a lot, which I love, going on walks, staying 6 feet apart, don't worry. Oh my God, I solved the Rubik's Cube today.
That's really good.
That's exciting. The quarantine's enhancing your mind here.
That's impressive.
I think I'm getting smarter. But I've been, the past few days, I guess, I've been talking a lot with, like, my grade.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that whole situation. Because they don't know what grade you're in and stuff. All that.
Oh, sorry. For all the listeners, I am a senior at St. George's School. And currently, we're not really sure, just like everyone else, of what's going to happen with the rest of the school year. And people at my school come from all over the place, and all of the international kids have actually went home, and they're not gonna come back. So it's just kind of uncertain of what's gonna happen, like when we're gonna see them again. So that's kind of sad. But yeah, they're all just trying to figure out, like, they're all just anxious to know if we're gonna go back to school or not. And at this point, I think it's going to get to the point where it's not, like, in the admissions hands, I guess, like the administration.
Yeah, they can't.
It's a global thing right now, so I think we all just have to be patient and wait to hear news. And
yeah, well, Gina Raimondo said Rhode Island schools are closed for 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So that's you guys, too, even though you're private.
Exactly. So we're supposed to...
And then reassess.
Yeah, we're supposed to, like, as of now, we're supposed to be online until April 14th.
Oh.
Which is long, yeah.
Yeah, so then we'll hear. We're not really sure, but it just, I don't know, a lot of stress, a lot of uncertainty, but our grade's been coming together, thinking up of different ideas of what we can do collectively to just, like, show our love and support for our school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys, you know, it would be a fun thing if you, like, everybody, like, sent videos of them doing something, like dancing or something, doing something fun.
Yeah, that was my idea, and actually Jane's last night, to, like, send a video of, like, just, like, saying thank you or, like, shouting out or, like, a fun little story, like, something like that of everyone in our grade. So I'm trying to organize that right now.
Like St. George's in quarantine and then everyone doing different things?
Yeah, because we literally are all over the world right now.
Yeah. So.
It is madness.
It's a tough thing.
Well, if any of your friends who are abroad have some crazy coronavirus story, let us know. Yeah, we'll freaking call them.
I can reach out to them.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Is this the end?
I don't know. Do you have any other cool... You guys been baking or anything?
Jane and Annie can come talk, too. I mean, this is not an exclusive interview.
I'm here.
It's not... You just don't just want to talk to me.
Whatever. Well, so I read...
Wait, I was going to answer a question. Jane and I have been spending a lot of time together. We're starting to go back to our old ways of being like each other. She has the same outfit as me on right now. Annie made vegan peanut butter chocolate chip cookies today.
Ooh, yum.
Actually banging. Jane's eating one right now. Even I like them.
I'm really trying to eat healthy right now.
Yeah, I'm not.
Simple Veganista for all you vegan listeners out there. Great recipe.
So there's two ways to look at this quarantine. It's either, ooh, it's a good time for me to get really healthy and eat healthy, or, ooh, the world's ending. I'm just going to eat whatever I want. And
yeah,
hey,
Zach, you're working out. You're
I'm working out, though. That's
yeah, you are. That's better than
that's
before.
Out of sheer boredom I'm working out.
I wanted to tell you about the article.
Okay, Jane wants to steal my...
You have to come closer, then.
Oh, yeah, Jane.
Have her hold it.
So I read that the CDC is recommending that you're not in groups larger than 50 for 8 weeks. And 8 weeks is a while, so...
8 weeks is the week before my graduation.
I'm not sure if anyone's going back to school. Is there...
Yeah, no, I think Josie's gonna lose her bet with Annie. I think
I agree.
Jane, I was completely vegan today.
Good. Me too.
All right, guys. thanks for picking up.
Hey, anytime.
We'll talk to you later.
I love this podcast. I'm
thank
not a podcast
you.
Girl, but I'm here for this podcast.
Share and subscribe.
Share and subscribe. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tell your friends.
Peace out, fam.
All right, so that might have
gone on a little long.
Gone on a little bit, but you know, it's my sister.
There's always the you know, when people get boring, there's always that 15-second button. You can skip ahead 15 seconds. So when Mary's talking, you know, it's easy to
so
just skip ahead.
I didn't want to blow Mary's thunder up there, but sports world, my duty as a sports reporter
yep.
over here.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Smart has tested positive for the coronavirus.
What?
Shooting guard for the and / point guard for the Boston Celtics.
What?
Also, Sean Payton tested positive.
Who's that?
He's the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, and a couple Denver
Imagine
Nuggets players tested
if
positive.
Tom Brady got the coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean
that would be a plot twist.
It seems like a lot of these. I don't know. It's spreading around the NBA. Rudy Gobert really messed that up.
It's spreading around everywhere.
Yeah, so we need to. Really social distance.
Yeah, seriously, people. Take it seriously. You need to stay in your home. We have told probably in the like five, what are we on podcast number 5 here?
Yeah.
We've probably told you like 100 ideas of what you could be doing. My days, I can't say I've been bored lately. I've honestly been tired. Like, I had to take a nap today.
Yeah, I've been keeping busy for sure.
Like, there's just, I made bread today. It was actually, I mean... It was a tough process because there's a lot of different, like, elements, but there's actually, because I was, like, hoping to make baguettes, blah, 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 blah. But really, it's literally, if you have yeast, water, salt, that's all you need to make bread. So, you know, that's a great thing to do. If
you don't need, like, flour or something?
Oh, and flour.
I was
right.
gonna
flour.
Say, I feel like there's a pretty crucial ingredient missing.
Flour also. And all the websites say bread flour, but all-purpose flour works just the same. Pro tip, don't use too much salt. I don't like a lot of salt, although my British family members said that that was the European way, having a lot of salt, and that it tasted better that way. So I don't know. I guess it just depends what your opinion is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I finished the first Harry Potter book today for the fourth
that's
time.
Good.
So I'm on book number 2, probably starting tomorrow. Oh my gosh, we didn't even talk about Survivor.
Oh, okay.
You guys, we aren't going to say what happened.
Or we could just say spoiler, skip ahead.
No, because just watch the episode.
Yeah,
I feel like not a lot of people watch Survivor, but we need you guys to start watching because...
Today, yes. What's her name? Yes. That's all I'm saying.
Last night's Survivor was one of the best episodes in the show's history. I'm going to say it.
That was a bold statement.
I got up at the end of it, and I felt like I just watched URI win the NCAA March Madness Championship.
She did. You know, the players don't always do what you need them to do, and she did
like,
what needed to be done.
Josie and I watched it together. I said, yeah.
That was a clap moment. It was like a yes.
All right. So enough of Survivor, but we really think you guys should
it was.
Tune in.
Honestly, we're probably coming to who knows where we are, but it doesn't matter.
Do you have any final thoughts on your book here?
No, my book is done.
All right, so not the most, it's a pretty good episode, you know.
Yeah, you know, some days, and that's the thing about our episodes, some days they could literally go on for 60 minutes, and we haven't been there yet, and we probably won't, but they could. If we have things to talk about, we're not going to be one of those, we don't want to be the podcast where it's like, we just fill up time because we need to get to this 30-minute mark. So maybe we are there. Who knows? But we're just trying to give you what you need to know and then go.
Yeah, and we might get off topic, have discussions about bread and stuff.
Yeah, but it's not going to be all about the coronavirus. That would be boring.
We do appreciate everyone who's been listening and sharing on Instagram. Means a lot, and hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode.
And remember to keep listening. There's an episode every day, and if you want to hear anything or if you have any stories, let us know.
Stay safe!